Welcome to Well's Early Childhood Educator Devotions. What will you proclaim? Today we look at Psalm 118, verse 17. I will not die but live, and will proclaim what the Lord has done. Do you ever wonder what birds are saying? My children are currently obsessed with watching birds. Any time a bird flies overhead, it is of utmost importance to my toddler that I respect the command of her little finger pointing upward and tilt my head straight up to see the flying creature in the sky, lest I be promptly cawed at. Birds make a variety of noises, and often I wonder what they are trying to say. Living in Alaska, I wonder, are you trying to alert me of an approaching bear or moose? Or are you just giving me the daily bird news for the day? Might you be proclaiming your ardent love to a fellow bird? Whatever it may be, the birds are proclaiming something, which to my toddler currently just sounds like caw. What do you proclaim? If a toddler points at you passing by, how would they imitate you? What do the people around you, whether they be children, co-workers, friends, or family members, hear you saying most often? Often in our days, we fall into the trap of proclaiming our frustrations of the day, our worries and complaints. Our grievances come out more frequently than the proclamations of what our almighty and faithful God has done. Because of what our Lord has done for us, we have life. The ever-present fear of death in this world is squashed by the truth of the gospel. Because of Jesus' perfect life, death, and resurrection, the Christian has certain hope that we will live forever with God. If you check out the surrounding verses from our text today in Psalm 118, you see that it speaks of the greatness of the Lord and the covenants He has kept with His people. These covenants not only applied to God's people 3,000 years ago, but to you today. What will you proclaim to those who pass by today? What will they hear you say? Let it always be that we proclaim what the Lord has done, that we have life instead of death, that the Christian has the certain hope of heaven. Let your words today mirror and proclaim these verses from Psalm 118. Verse 1, He is good. His love endures forever. Verse 6, The Lord is with me. I will not be afraid. Verse 13, The Lord helped me. Verse 14, The Lord is my strength and my defense. Verse 16, The Lord's right hand has done mighty things. He has made His light shine on us. We pray. Almighty and ever-living Lord, You are good, and Your love endures forever. It is so easy to fall into Satan's trap of proclaiming my woes over the wondrous life You have won for me. Remind me that what I say matters, and others are listening. Help them to hear me proclaim Your faithfulness more than my trials. Help them to listen to me speak of Your blessings more than my worries. I am alive in You and will proclaim what You have done. Amen. A question to consider. There is a saying that goes, actions speak louder than words. Sometimes what we do says more than anything we actually speak. What are some actions you can take to proclaim Christ to those around you? Thank you for listening. For more devotions, go to wells.net/devotions. May the Lord bless and keep you.